Brilliance Audio presents The Test by Tana Fenske, performed by Joe Arden and Virginia Rose.
Chapter 1. Lisa. I'll have the Barbadian secret martini, but with Hendrix gin instead of the Aria, and I'd prefer the grapefruit shishito shrub instead of the tarragon, please. I smile at the cocktail waitress, who nods and jots something on her notepad. No problem. I know I'm fussy, I tell her in a half-conspiratorial, half-apologetic tone that wins more kindness from servers than my extra generous tips. But it's always fabulous when you make it that way. She gives me a friendly wink. Coming right up. Oh, and if you have kaffir leaves, I add, I'd really prefer that over the lime zest garnish. Jesus, Lisa. Across the table, my sister Cassie rolls her eyes. Are you ordering a cocktail or buying a luxury car? Our other sister, Missy, pats Cassie's hand with a haughty expression I suspect mirrors the one I routinely throw at our younger sister. There's a real art to craft cocktails, Missy informs her. You can't blame her for knowing exactly what she wants. I smile at Missy for having my back, but also at Cassie for being, well, Cassie. My polar opposite in most ways. But I love her more than Parenza Schooler's new spring line of dresses, and that's saying something. I'm also determined to help the poor lamb plan her wedding. So, Cassie, I say as I pop one of the Driftwood Room's famous sizzling forest mushrooms into my mouth and chew. Did you decide on the letterpress or the foil stamping for your save-the-date cards? She looks at me as though I've just shoved cocktail straws up my nostrils and pretended to be a walrus. I'm a soil scientist getting married, she says, not a senator sending correspondence to foreign dignitaries. Her expression softens almost imperceptibly, and she exchanges a look with Missy. I'd bet my favorite pair of Louboutins that our older sister just stepped on her foot under the table, and I know why. I sigh and address the elephant in the room. I'm fine, you two. I don't mind wedding chit-chat. Please, it's been more than 6 months since Gary pulled the disappearing groom act. I'm better off without him, obviously. Obviously, they chorus, Cassie sounding more convinced than Missy. There's that look again. I ignore it and glance toward the bar, wondering what's taking so long for the drinks. Blocking my view of the bar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?